AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 27. Feliz Navidad, mi gente. It is Christmas.
I was thinking it would be nice if this was the 25th episode.
Ugh, come on. What do you want from us?
We could have possibly planned that. But anyway, Merry Christmas, you guys. Or
if you celebrate, you know.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Hanukkah also. We're in Hanukkah right now. I'm pretty sure Hanukkah started before Christmas.
I believe it did start, yes.
So happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy holidays. I love Christmas. What about
you? Do you want to know why I know Hanukkah started? Is because people were posting all of the pictures of the latkes all over my Instagram and they looked so good and I wanted to eat them all. So I did go to McDonald's this morning and I had hash browns because that was like the closest I could get without making latkes.
You know who has decent latkes? Trader Joe's. Frozen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Very good if you're interested. And you're supposed to eat them with like sour cream and applesauce?
The applesauce, yes. The last time I've had a latke was like in elementary school when it was like you're celebrating all the holidays. Mm-hmm. So someone brought in latkes. But
what I thought you were going to say, you've seen all over your For You page that let you know that Hanukkah started, was Trisha Paytas. Because she was lighting the menorah with her husband.
Actually, no, I did not see that.
Well, we can watch it.
But I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so she was lighting that menorah. I think, are we talking about Trisha Paytas? Guys, this episode's gonna be all over the place and quick and snappy. We've got family to be with and things to do and people to see and gifts to wrap. Am I right?
Quick and snappy is saying that a little early. But yeah, we don't actually have too many set topics. We have a few kind of inspirations.
Yeah, people are on their best behavior due to the holidays. Nobody's really acting a fool. So not much for us to talk about. A couple topics just to touch on, some updates. But I did want to do, because we were going to make this a whole bonus episode. Surprise, surprise, we didn't.
You know what we actually should bring up? Should we tell them about the microphone?
You bitch. Guys, I don't know if you've noticed the fucking aggravating, nagging that's been in every video. My audio has sounded like dog shit ever since the live stream. Honestly, it's gone like downhill. But you know what's super weird? It hasn't always been that bad. Like in the beginning, it was kind of fine.
Well, I don't know. Tell them what the problem was.
Okay. We film on this microphone, whatever. It's plugged into this little hippity doodah thing that like gets the audio and sends it to my computer. Well, it turns out this has four ports so that you plug in. You can do four people recording at once. Wow. Technology. Amazing. Well, cool. Even if you don't have a fucking cord plugged into these ports, you still have to mute them or else they record nothing and it all sounds like shh in the background. So me and Lily, when we're editing, we literally have to mute me every time we're not talking or I'm not talking. But The problem with that, you hear it going on and off. So it's like shh, me talking, shh, me not. Oh my God, it was so frustrating. Anyway, when I found out it was just three buttons I had to press. Mind you, I've replaced the microphone. I've replaced the Zoom thing. This is a lot of money. I've gotten everything again, and I didn't need to do any of that.
The good thing here is that we have figured out the problem, and it now sounds great, right?
I know. Listen to this crisp audio. But yeah, that was really... Lily is an amazing Googler. That's a fun fact about her. She just really Googles things very well. I have Googled the problem, I'm pretty sure, before, and couldn't find it, but she found it in like 2 seconds.
Well, I'm just glad we resolved the problem. But yeah, otherwise, I think... How do you want to start this smorgasbord of an episode?
I feel like we should start with like the baby updates, talking about, you know, things like good old Britney Spears. Yes, guys, believe it or not, there's another update. You know, things like that.
I was like, what baby?
We should do that. And then we should end it with the funny videos. I feel like that's going to be like a lighthearted way to end it.
Okay, sounds good. So, Brittany, did you find the Perez videos?
I did. Let me share my screen.
Okay, so basically, if you guys have been watching us, you will have been kind of tuned into the Britney Spears conspiracy theories that have been floating all over mostly TikTok, but I think now pretty much all social media. And the overall conspiracy theory is basically that Britney Spears is not free post-conservatorship, and that she has, I honestly don't even know the full extent of these theories. I think they range, but basically that she's dead now and has been replaced by a clone and or multiple body doubles. And then also there's like CGI and green screen, so maybe she's being held captive and she is still alive. I don't really know. There's a lot of things going on, and guess who decided that he wanted to get in on all of it?
Good old Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton. You could always count on him to weasel his way in there. And listen, he has apologized, because if you don't know the lore of this, back in the day, Perez Hilton, you know, he had PerezHilton.com where he would gossip about everyone, but he didn't just gossip. He wasn't even just like a star magazine. He was just like brutally horrible to so many people who were already struggling.
It doesn't feel like harsh of enough word, but like it was very gratuitous.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
might say it's he would basically also mostly he would draw like coke, or like it would be like dicks and cum coming all over the face, you know,
on top of just like flat out making up things about people and like just kicking them while they were down. I mean, it was just awful. And
a lot of fat shaming, I believe.
I mean, he was just horrible. He has apologized for this, like notoriously during the Free Britney movement. He was kind of like outspoken about it, and people were like, shut the hell up.
Oh, because he was
like
really harsh on Britney the first go around in like 2007. He was like the beginning of gossip sites.
Yeah, he was. He really was. I don't know why I consumed it at that time without realizing how horrible it was. I guess because I was in high school, but like,
well, and I think it because he was one of the only ones doing it.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, he apologized during the Free Britney movement, and I think even before that, but he, you know, just said I it was horrible and all that stuff and apologized. People obviously didn't accept that apology because of the nature of Perez Hilton. He hasn't just made one mistake, two mistakes, he's made like a million, and he's just been known to like be a crappy, mean person. People really weren't buying it. However, leave it to him to weigh in on this situation. So he goes ahead and I think a couple days ago now posts this TikTok.
His face.
His face.
I don't want. Hold on. Let me think of.
Maybe think of what you're going to say before you start recording.
No, because that would take away from the literal manipulation of this all. It's giving YouTuber apology. They always sigh in the beginning, pretending they did not just edit out their like entrance to the video where they were like sitting down after pressing play on the camera.
Like he just kept in like that 2 second bullshit.
This is not good. This is not good. Recently, Britney Fear. I'm so nervous.
It's like you've never done this before. It's a cold read.
It's the ultimate cold read. You know that if you just press back, you can just do that one more time. One more go around.
I'm so nervous. Okay.
Okay.
Pull it together. Recently, Britney Spears fans have been sharing a lot of theories because we have not seen her in public in a long time.
Yes.
I dismissed a lot of these theories as silly talk. However, I just spoke to a friend of mine, somebody that I know in real life, that I trust, that I respect, that works in the industry, that is a professional, somebody that I hadn't spoken to in a while.
This professional that's leaking information
to you?
Was
very plugged in. We spoke about Britney. And my friend shared what they claim is going on.
How professional of them.
Just to note that he's doing all of this while actively standing in front of a green screen photo of Britney Spears smushing her titties together. Right? Is that what's behind
him? To clarify, he is green screen over a picture of Britney. Britney is not green screen in the photo, despite what a lot of the conspiracy theories might be saying.
Oh, yeah. I should have definitely clarified that. I'm going to start a war.
That is a great choice that he has made. And that's not like her most recent post.
Why am I making this video?
Yes, why?
Well, a few things. Attention. First of all, for many reasons, I'm not going to repeat what my friend told me.
So you're just going to post this cryptic shit instead.
Or he or they said.
Okay.
But my friend did share that things are bad.
Every time I hear my friend, I think of Howie Mandel's prolapse TikTok. You've seen it, right?
Yes. What's the connection there?
My friend Neil bent over and this happened.
Oh.
Hold on. I was just going to say something and now I forgot. Damn it, Neil. You got my fucking mind in a twist. Hold on. Let me replay what he was saying. Oh, I remember. I was going to say it's giving middle school when your crush's friend comes up to you and is like, I know someone who likes you, but like, I'm not going to tell you who.
That I'm like, okay, so you think this is going to subdue the conspiracy theories? Like, what the fuck do you think this is going to do?
I know we're like laughing, but this is awful. But we'll let him finish. For some reason, we're going to let him finish. But this is bad. And not in the way he's saying the theories are bad. Yeah. Like, this is actually horrible.
That things are bad. And I have been tagged in all of the theory videos, okay?
Oh,
this green screen, that clone, this being controlled, that the conservatorship still exists. I've been tagged in all of the videos. And what's especially surprising is...
Tell us.
I have not seen a single video mention what's really going on. Nobody has speculated on what's really happening.
He annoys the fuck out of me.
This is mainly for Britney's fans. Your concern is warranted, but if and when or if the truth comes out, I think it would really surprise people. It surprised me. It surprised me. So light
the CGI
and healing
ones aren't true?
To Britney.
Number one, like, I wish you would just... What do you want? Like, what do you want?
Attention. That is what he wants.
What good is this going to do? And then you're literally saying, I've seen a lot of conspiracies, but nobody speculated exactly what it is. You know what that's going to do. And I've seen the tweets. People are like, listen, I hate Perez, but like, you know, there is something going on. This just like lets anyone that's speculating just latch onto this bullshit.
I mean, this is the group of people that have literally been saying like she's CGI'd into videos and they're body doubles with skin masks and all this stuff. They're desperate enough that they will take Perez as a valid source, even though it is Perez Hilton. And again, he's like my professional friend in the industry, like giving them like all this credibility before he introduces them as an anonymous source, by the way. This professional in the industry that is gonna leak information to Perez Hilton? Are you fucking kidding?
I know. That's the thing. Is like, if you were like maybe best friends with someone who's in the industry who's tapped in, I would believe that you just happened to hear about it. But you're saying you've not spoken to this person in a very long time. And they were like, I just need to call Perez.
It's fucking ridiculous. But like, if that did happen, maybe we shouldn't totally take that person's word.
To me, it's also like you were really that nervous and that dumb. Like the first thing you did was run to TikTok and spout some nonsense about how you're not going to tell us anything. What are you doing? What is this for? Why didn't we just listen to him?
He didn't share anything aside from it's bad and he hasn't seen anyone reveal this particular narrative. But then he started the whole thing by being like, I'm so scared. Well, if you aren't even going to say anything, then what? It's just the most self-serving thing I've ever seen.
You know, I hate it. Honestly, it's like, it's so icky. And, you know, do we know them? No, but he has mentioned me online. Do you remember?
Were we happy with him at the time? Because
so he did a red table talk with Gloria Estefan.
Didn't he call her out?
Yeah. But the thing is that, like, my name was then later brought up in like his YouTube videos where he's like, anybody who doesn't know what's going on, just look up Jesse Smiles. I was at least happy that he knew the lore and wasn't as like kind of lost as everyone else seemed to be in the Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk specifically is exactly how the Karamo show went.
With the pink sauce lady.
In an even stranger way, actually.
Yeah. You know, I have to understand too, because when you're doing a bunch of topics, we struggle with this as well. We'll get
but
for random
they
topics.
Have producers, Jesse.
No, listen. Hey, I know, give us a break. I say it every time. But like, seriously, I understand how people feel when they're watching us and they're like, how do you, you don't know this like key element to what we're trying to say.
That's how we felt during,
So I get it. And, but yeah, you're right. If you're like a produced show, you have money behind you, you should fucking know. Me and Lily don't know shit because we decide our topics 10 minutes before we go on, get on to film. Anyway, switch of topics. But do, we don't know Perez Hilton, but he knows of me.
Wait, not me.
He just doesn't know Lily.
I think he likes some tweets.
Oh, really?
It obviously wasn't that important because I don't remember it very much. But yeah, so the plus side of this is that because he was posting, because I think he even, I think there was a follow-up to this too, where he did basically the exact same thing. But we won't be able to see those super easily because his TikTok has been banned.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Which I don't actually know why, like what the violation of the terms of service was, but...
Being excessively fucking annoying.
Did I send you an article when I told you about it, or was it just...
No.
A text?
Honestly, don't even remember you texted me about it.
Well, there's a Newsweek article that has a quote. It says, Perez Hilton thinks ongoing scrutiny of Britney Spears is a good thing.
What? Literally the worst, I tell you.
The celebrity blogger has posted several Instagram videos about the singer's current status, saying it was very bad. It comes as fans circulate conspiracy theories, such as that she's having a mental health crisis, could be dead, and has been replaced with a clone, or even that those close to her have edited her into... Okay, actually, can we talk about this really fast? Because I feel like we didn't even touch on, like, the bigger picture of some of these theories. Like, we talked about green screen and CGI, but I kind of even mentioned it earlier. What scenarios... Like, in those theories, would she be being, like, held captive and they're, like, making her perform on a green screen that then they're putting her in her own house? Like, I'm so confused why there's a green screen involved. Like, a green screen is to make you go somewhere else. So, where...
You're trying to make sense of literal buffoonery. But, like, I feel like what they're thinking is maybe they're taking, like, past photos or videos or whatever and, like, putting them onto something else to make it current. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't understand the green screen theory.
Because then I think back to, it's like, oh, yeah, maybe. But then you think to, like, the glasses one where it's like, look, in the reflection, you can see the green screen. Oh my God. It's like, when was... What?
No, it's mind-numbing. It really is. Guys, we don't know what happened to Britney, but maybe, like, this is... Okay, I guess what I think is, like, how do people have the energy? Because to me, I'm just like... Well, we'll probably know soon enough, won't we? Like, one way or another. Like, what am I going to go investigate?
But they think that she is sending these very, very intricate and complicated and long-winded, like, coded messages to them.
Well, that's when I say, are we not all stressed enough about, like, inflation and just, like, life in general?
I think it's probably... them trying to like divert their stress, like all of their attention to this, and just
I don't know. To me, this is just like such a waste of time, and just everybody just take a chill pill. We'll probably know soon enough. Don't worry, everybody relax.
I just have so many questions.
Don't ask. Don't ask a single one.
I wonder if there's been anyone that's done like a deep dive really into all the conspiracies and tried to like map them out and see what they actually are, because. Honestly, thinking about it, I feel like it all mainly comes from a few different accounts and then it just gets all repurposed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a few of these ladies are just, they're in it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you know I'm here to decode, and man, my brain was working in overtime as soon as I saw it. Lots and lots of feelings here. So first of all, she says, this is when I married myself. Yes, that was a brilliant idea. Is she seeing a lot of us talk about the marriage, the validity of the marriage certificate? Is she confirming that there is a problem? Brittany, are you confirming that there is a problem?
They've lost their fucking mind. Yeah. So all in all, Perez Hilton... Be quiet challenge. Starting now.
Between that and I feel like kind of in a similar fashion where it's like encouraging people to speculate and come up with their own theories. I feel like you said you haven't looked into it at all or heard much about it, but the Idaho...
I tried to look into it, but I couldn't find like a good source to start learning about it.
Oh my God. Well, they still haven't arrested anyone or publicly named anyone as being a suspect, but it's four students at, I think it's University of Idaho or Idaho State, were like brutally They had two other roommates that I guess were there. It's like perfect breeding ground for conspiracies because there's so many people involved and it's such a weird situation to begin with. And then also there's been a lot of video and stuff that's been made public. So people are like dissecting it on their own and people have found stuff that is actually intriguing. But then other people are posting TikToks where it's like, look at the roommate in this Instagram. Don't you get weird vibes? Oh my God. Yeah. You can't be like, I get weird vibes from this person. They're probably a murderer.
Me you don't every know episode. That. I do believe in the power of vibrations, as my good girl Catherine McBroom always says. But I don't get, I mean, there are some people who give me murder vibes. But in true crime, actual true crime cases, you can't just go off of vibes.
And when it's still like an active case right now, and Literally I feel like every week I'll get like sucked down a wormhole of it on TikTok. It's the same thing as Britney Spears. It's the same type of videos for like an hour straight with nothing else.
And it's that's literally like, it could be life, your vibes could be life ruining. Like you could just be like, oh, this person definitely gives the vibes. And then everybody starts getting on that train. And then someone who's, if they didn't have anything to do with it, the roommates have to be traumatized. So like, you're just saying they give you bad vibes. They're like literally like that's losing
the
thing. It.
And like the craziest part is that I'll keep like looking for updates on this, hoping that they've found who did it. It's like people latch on to a new person every single week. Last week, they think it's the guy at the food truck. Now they think it's the roommate. Now they think it's the neighbor.
Wait, but where did you find out about all of this? Because I've tried to find a source to watch it and like learn about it and I can't.
TikTok, I think.
Oh.
We won't go dive any deeper into that, but I was just comparing the conspiracy theory aspect of it and how willing people are to just openly speculate about, ooh, this is my theory. Okay, this isn't season 3 of White Lotus.
I know.
It's an actual case,
you get like very desensitized to it, which is actually why I stopped watching true crime. Started getting a little bit too normal for me to hear about people being like cut up and shit. Like it didn't give me like a visceral like, oh my God, reaction. And it should. Those are really horrible things that actually happen to people. It's not like I didn't watch like the Dahmer thing on, what was it, Netflix or Hulu or something. I didn't even watch that.
I'm not gonna say that I don't watch true crime stuff because it very much is like a topic that's interesting to me, but I would say selective on what I'm watching.
Yeah. And there's some people who do it in a much more tasteful way than others. But it is hard. Exactly. Like, you know, these people, look at the numbers their videos are doing. They're like really, really banking. And like, I love like Kendall Ray. I love Kendall Ray to death. And I think she really not only does it in a very respectful way, but she works with families to do it in a way that benefits
that's
them.
One
she
of the
donates, you know, a bunch of money and stuff. So I'm much more inclined to watch someone like her than some of the others that are just kind of
like
always.
It's the fucking, like the psychics that come out and they're like, oh my God, I just spoke to the victim. Oh my God, go away.
No. Yeah, no, like that's disgusting.
And it got really bad, specifically, I think, after the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah.
Which it's not horrible to be like, those kind of cases are very interesting and I understand why people want to consume content around them, but that doesn't mean that you let people like fake psychics trying to make a buck off of that and exploit this family that's looking, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, I've heard of a lot of, almost every single family that goes viral because their loved one passed away or was murdered, whatever. You always see those people come out of the woodworks and say they know where their body is, you know, things like that. They lead them on like a wild goose chase. There's this one guy on TikTok that like literally told Sarah Turney, who her sister Alyssa Turney like passed, you know the case? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he like told her like, I know where your sister is. And it was this huge thing on TikTok of like him just being a lunatic. And obviously he didn't know. And like, it was just sad.
I think one of the reasons I kept watching more TikToks about this case in particular is because early on, one of the ones that I saw, which now I'm like so just mad and annoyed, but it was a video that supposedly one of the neighbors had taken that had a girl, you could hear a girl screaming and it very much was like, sounded like it was far enough away to be like, if it was like, oh, it's my next door neighbor.
Right.
And it's a girl literally screaming like, now I don't even remember what she said. I'm like so angry that I blocked it out because it really like sat with me afterwards. Like it was like really upsetting to listen to. It was fake.
What?
It was this thing and gone viral. And it was not like someone found the YouTube video that you could play next to it of showing that it is not, that sound is from something else.
Over and over again.
Stop it!
So stop it, leave me alone. Those are the two audio clips, right?
Stop it! Stop it! Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
What the fuck? Just to go viral about like, oh, I heard my neighbor screaming.
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm like, what is like, what is wrong with people that like a fake psychic is leading people to where a body is, or that someone's making fake evidence that they're put like during an open case too?
Yeah, I think that it's the sickness of the internet. There are so many people that have just, they will do anything and they don't give a fuck. They just don't. They just want to go viral.
What's the point of that? Like, they, then what?
I know. It's not like you get money. TikTok pays like 3 pennies for like 1 million views.
Exactly. So I'm like, it's just personal validation. Like, it doesn't make sense. Honestly, to me. It's so fucking weird.
And it's not even validating because everyone hates you in the comments. Clout is just a hell of a drug. But anyway, this is Christmas time, all right, people? Enough with this sadness. Can you imagine that you just finished opening your fucking presents on Christmas Day and this is the shit you're listening to?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we were coming to you on the holidays. Sorry about that. Anyway. What were we talking about? What was another topic?
So not necessarily a topic, but you mentioned something about wanting to do some ranking action.
Oh, yes, yes.
What does that look like in your head?
I don't know.
You guys want to workshop this with us?
I feel like we're just going to have to kind of scroll through old episodes and see what we talked about.
Well, it's not like, it wouldn't be like a Steamies situation. You know how Ethan Klein does like Steamies and like you know, awards for biggest douchebag of the year and things like that. But it's kind of like that. Like, shouldn't we just think about what was the craziest shit this year? Who was the biggest idiot of the year? Like, the biggest asshole?
But maybe before, can we do a quick scroll so we could have a quick refresher? Because I feel
on our channel?
Yeah, because we've talked about
a lot of things. Oh, you mean all 26 episodes?
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of topics.
Yeah, instead of like giving awards or anything formal, we're just going to kind of go down memory road and just, is that what it's called? Memory road?
Lane.
I knew I was saying it wrong.
Like, it was a street of some kind.
You know, we've talked about a lot of stuff, but when you actually look at it all together, we've talked about very similar stuff. Oh, geez, what a quick scroll. You can just, since we're going down memory lane, road, wherever it
avenue.
Is. I do just want to really quickly just click on our first ever video just watch a little snippety doodah, because it is just, I mean, this is insane. Like, the change that we've made on this podcast.
The progress we have made.
Literally. I would rather die than republish this video. And I was proud of it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of our brand new podcast.
Proportion-wise, I think you're a little too large.
And I'm Jessie Smiles.
Yeah, I'm too zoomed in. My microphone, remember when the palito was, like, going into your chair?
You know, it was the easiest way to edit it at that time.
Our neon sign definitely didn't even for a second look like it was even on the wall.
Well, it just looked completely fake. I just wasn't really... The fact we even made it look like we were in the same room was very much like, oh.
We were very excited about that. Yeah, we were. It's true. You look so tan.
I know. I haven't been outside in a while.
End of the year, we just both look sickly. No, I mean, we slayed it. Come on, we slayed that.
Yeah, no, it looks ten. I'm very pleased with the progression we've made.
Now let me do an audio check.
Oh, for sure.
Should we talk about the concept?
Yes. Oh, hi. You want to know what the show's about? Okay.
We're going to be talking about internet drama. Fine.
And I know that sounds a bit immature.
Fine. You know, it was just like, it was a little bit too loud. Honestly, I would take my old mic over the new mic. You know what
honestly,
I mean?
The editing of it has been a little, I'm really excited to not have to do that.
Yeah, no, same. And I remember in our Ace Fest video at the end when we were talking about something, we just like wouldn't put up pictures. Like, we were just like, it's been a little too long into this episode. I'm not doing this no more. People were like, I don't know what you guys are looking at. We're like, okay, whatever.
Oh my God. And we like, I feel like we wouldn't do that now on purpose, at least.
No. We would never do that now on purpose. Would we do that by accident? Yeah, we would.
Definitely.
Let's see. What did we talk about? We talked about family channels. Ace Fest was epic. That was the start of Def Noodles.
I was just going to say, can you believe we really followed the entire Def Noodles saga from his peak down to the valley that he is in now?
Guys, I mean, I don't think I announced this on the podcast, but I actually unsubscribed from old Defy Boy. I couldn't do it anymore. And that was like months ago. You're not subscribed to him, or you are?
I told you, I don't subscribe to people. I just like, the videos just keep popping up.
Oh, his definitely do not get recognized. I'm going to check up on him because
I haven't watched in a couple weeks.
Let me just see what my boy's doing. Oh, I officially got blocked, by the way, if you didn't know. After
by him?
By Deaf Noodles, yeah.
Yeah, remember all three? You, me, and Nick all did?
Yeah. But like, what random timing, don't you think? That was, we all got blocked right before our episode with Nick went live.
Yeah, it was, he had done it to like anyone that had hated on him, I think, ever. Wait, I do think it's funny because I'll see the thumbnail sometimes. I haven't watched it in a couple weeks. But, does it seem like he's gone back to doing what he hates?
Oh, yeah, he has. He's talking about Logan Paul, Nick Acato Avocado again, Liver King, Meg Thee Stallion. Yeah, he's talking all of them, but I want to see how he does it. Is he just sitting in his
podcast room? Where's the comedy?
He's just sitting in his fucking podcast room again.
Yep, this is the big pivot.
Yeah, he just does what he used to do, but worse.
What are the thumbnails?
Oh my God, remember Ollie London? We were going to talk about Ollie London.
Oh, I wanted to because it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Not only is that whole story so absurd on its own, but then when it got to the point in the narrative where he went on Fox News to like discuss how the US school systems are pushing kids to become transgender. And I'm like, aren't you from the UK? Like,
Is he British? I'm so confused. By the way, Ollie London, if you guys don't know, he's the self-described transracial person who has switched from white to Korean and has done so much extensive plastic surgery. And then when Jimin from BTS, you know how BTS all had to go serve in the army?
No.
It's like mandatory to serve in the army in a lot of places overseas. Like my husband had to get like an exemption because he doesn't live in Algeria anymore. Oh, and so he had to like let the government know like, hey, I don't live there. So like they don't get you in trouble because you have to serve 6 months like mandatory. So anyway, a lot of places do that. And they went to go serve in the military and then they think that they're going to like maybe take a break after that. So they're pretty much done having their One Direction splitting moment, but they said they'll be back or whatever. Anyway,
when did that happen?
Recently.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't really keep up with BTS. I'm not like, I like their songs, like they're catchy and I hear them all the time, but I don't know, I'm not really like, I don't keep up with their news. But Ollie London said, I think on Twitter, that he would serve for Jimin.
This is recently?
Yeah.
Well, because Jimin was who he was like trying to reconstruct his face to look like. After he got all the surgeries to look like Jimin, then he pivoted and said he wanted to be a Korean woman.
Oh,
and that. For a while he was a Korean woman and living as a Korean woman. But then he found out that he had actually just been brainwashed by the liberal media and they made him think he wanted to be a Korean woman. And now he's back to being a man and he's on Fox News talking to Tucker Carlson saying that the American school system is brainwashing children into wanting to be transgender.
Bro, can I just say, I think that there's a certain point where plastic surgeons like literally need to be held in a criminal way. It's obviously like a mental health situation that a doctor's ignoring and just like doing a bunch of shit to him regardless.
That a doctor and Fox News are both ignoring. And I think it makes a little more sense when you take into consideration, I'm not sure all of those happened within the country. Like, I think he went to other countries to get them done.
Yeah, so no, 100% he did. And that's what people always do when they want to like avoid.
Like, usually before that much surgery, you do have to go through mental health screenings.
Right.
And they wouldn't do that kind of surgery. So he is already going through the.
I'm trying to show you something so that I can just solidify my point of like, this should be criminally, like, this should be a thing. Like, you should go to jail if you do this to somebody. Please look at this.
Oh. What's happening? What is happening? Stop it.
It's like,
why?
Literally, why? Is it to be funny, but then you actually have to walk around like that? I guess you could dissolve them.
Honestly, it goes back to our point earlier that like people throw their morals out the window in terms of like true crime posting stuff. This is a whole thing too, and like going viral, I can't comprehend it. It does not make sense to me. And actually, this similar to like the Nick Acato Avocado situation where it's like something is wrong.
Right.
If you are willing to do this to yourself.
Yeah. But I think that it's a mixture of, it's for sure mental health like issues, but then you do get that clout. I mean, look at the numbers that they do.
Yeah. 14.5
million views this video has.
What are the comments?
There's a, what if I just pop it? Oh. No one gonna talk about the shape of the gum. Why did I think the blanket was your tongue? The big thing on TikTok is people will stitch them and like talk about how their lips look like a butthole.
Oh.
Because it do look like a butthole with hemorrhoids on it. But who's injecting you? Unless you have access to Juvederm at your house and you're doing it yourself, who in good faith, like when you take an oath as a doctor, don't you have to take an oath to do no harm? Hello?
I'm not an expert on plastic surgery or, you know, lips, but it does look kind of like a DIY job.
I mean, I've watched enough Botched to know that, like, doctors obviously know better. And if anyone is collecting a check on this person, that's foul.
I, like, can't even look at it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
I know. Anyway, fun little segue just because Def Noodles talked about Ollie London one day. But anyway, he's doing great.
Oh, yeah. Back to Def Noodles. Whoops.
His views are not terrible.
Didn't he used to get like 50,000 a day?
He used to get like 100,000 a day. And now his average is about 2,000 a day, 2,000 viewers.
To do the exact same thing.
But worse.
So you just really weeded out all of those haters so you could just get to your core audience and rebuild the exact same thing you already were doing?
Yeah, now it takes him like a month to get like a day's views. When he started the transition... He started like incorporating his friends and stuff to do skits in the beginning. He would have people in the office. He would have people just, you know, participating in the videos. Now, this is how he starts videos. Are you ready?
When I did David Dobrik's YouTube video, he has a camera on me and he goes, he's like,
That's He literally just starts a video without saying hello.
If this is your like cold open to grab people's attention, sure, it's not.
Let me see where he goes with this.
Like, he's like, would you kiss him? And I was like, yeah, I'd kiss him. He's like, would you kiss him right now? And I was like, ooh, I'm under a little pressure. I wouldn't naturally kiss him, but like, okay, sure.
Excuse me. The fact that there are more and more stories about situations like this is honestly, sadly, not surprising at this point. David made an entire career out of
literally never says hello.
It's like it's as if he is trying to look like he's high.
Like, yeah, he doesn't smoke, huh? I don't even know what he's trying to do, which, by the way, not his topics, reminding us of things we want to talk about, but the whole, did you see that Riley Reid talking about David Dobrik thing?
Yeah, I don't think I watched the whole thing, but
it was just basically that she felt pressured. I mean, surprise, surprise.
Because yeah, I was David gonna say, it very much I felt like was exactly what I would have assumed was the case.
Yeah, it was basically that David made her feel uncomfortable when filming her, like, trying to pressure her to, like, kiss Dom, I think it was, huh?
Anyone in any David Dobrik video ever.
Yeah. But anyway, back to our memory lane. Here we go. We're just scrolling our page.
Also, that wasn't dismissing her discomfort about the situation. It was just making a point that he makes everyone uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. We talked a lot about Def Noodles. That we did.
Oh, my God. And Monty Lopez, which is also a link to Def Noodles. Honestly, we'll name that biggest bombshell drop of the year. When we found out that Monty Lopez and Def Noodles were apparently friends because Def Noodles told us. That was the biggest left field I never saw coming.
Yeah, that was triggering. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. Have we talked about Def or have we talked about Monty more?
I would say probably Def, definitely.
Yeah. But there was a point there where every video was Monty Lopez.
But that was the funniest part is because we would then tie it back into Def Noodles because he was weirdly defending him. And we were saying that for a while. I literally kept making the joke because they were peers. Because after, oh my God, now I'm just remembering that Def Noodles literally lied about his age and said he was 27 when he's been 37.
That was wild. And I remember just being like, you guys are so stupid joking about the fact that Def Noodles is 37. Not a joke. He's 37.
Oh, wild. My God. Absolutely wild. Ridiculous. But yeah, I would make the joke that they were peers. And then when he actually came out on like the next show and was like,
is Dennis friends with Addison Rae's dad or something? He keeps taking his side, which is very confusing given the situation. I am friends with Addison Rae's dad. If you watched the podcast, you would already know. He popped in a couple of times. I live in Los Angeles. I know a lot of people in this town and in this business. You know, sometimes I know more than what is available online.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that was
that the
was
first
honestly,
funny joke he ever had.
Yeah, that was the plot twist of a century. The Don't Worry Darling drama, that was something, and not something I liked.
That was probably the biggest deep dive I've done in a while.
Okay, so we obviously, you guys wouldn't know this, there's a lot of episodes where we get interrupted by certain things, whether it be Lily's phone dying, my baby needing to be put to sleep. We don't know, okay? But there's a bunch of things that sometimes interrupt us.
A lot of outside factors.
And a lot of times there has been like audio issues where like one of us will realize that we're not recording audio while we're like halfway through the video.
I literally just double checked.
Yeah, it's traumatizing. Like Lily now,
we haven't, knock on wood, we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I would say at least like five episodes or something without doing that. But the Don't Worry Darling episode, like halfway through the Don't Worry Darling like section, Lily realized she wasn't recording. And I just was like, I need a break. Like, I just need to go downstairs. I need to like put my kids to bed. I don't know. So by the time we finished, like we stopped for a while, then we got back to filming. Yeah, it was a ton of footage. And we finished like at 1 a.m. my time. And I was, if you look closely at the end of Don't Worry Darling, let me click on this.
She's actually asleep.
It's like a what is it? The one where they, the movie where they,
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's. No, literally, it's hard to when I'm
suddenly you have sunglasses on.
I was so tired, and like the lights don't help, so I'm like looking at you. But hold on, so this is how I start the episode. You can see like in the beginning, and it didn't help that I had lashes on because at the.
Oh my God. Well, it looks like I have no eyebrows. Hold on.
Look at the cut. Look, okay. Yeah. I was having a good old time. End of the video.
You look like you have had 5 more glasses of wine and lost all energy.
No, my favorite is like this part. This part I was dying. You just see me like trying to look at what we're reacting to. And I'm like, God, okay. How much more? I'm tired of this, Grandpa. Like, I literally was so exhausted. I was so exhausted. And Lily is, okay, her lovely, brilliant ADHD mind goes completely off the rails when it's doing a doc. And so just when you thought there wasn't more, there was more. And I was literally like, I'm going to kill myself.
I have a problem. I'm not really good at editing things down to not, I'm like, well, no, but we have to include that too, because if you don't include that, then you can't include, you know, it's just context.
And I'm the opposite of that. So like when you're explaining something in my head, I'm like, maybe we could have left that one out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, it's good. I like the context.
I always
but I'm
like
tired.
To give more context than not enough.
No. Listen, that's great. And I love it. But at the time, I
also
wanted to die.
That episode, I will say though, did perform very well. And I remember that was the first one we were like, oh,
it did.
Actually, even the one right I guess because I'm looking, we did the back-to-back ones. It was the Leah Michelle Can't Read. Actually, I think that's probably my favorite episode because we talk about Poot Lovato.
Yeah, yeah. And also...
And Leah Michelle.
Yeah. Then we had our little Try Guys era moment, which was funky and fresh, and also was the first time that our videos did really good, or our episodes
did really good. Is it bad to say thank you, Ned?
It was like the first time. Let me see here. So we got, what is that? No, is that actually? Yeah,
100,000.
Holy fuck. So the first one has 187,000 views. The second one, 160. For our channel, that's like insane. And that kind of trickled down for a while. People were like still getting our videos. Now we're a little bit more back down to normal. Back to reality.
Now we've been humbled a little bit.
Yeah, we've been. come on. I still think our episodes do amazing.
No, and I think in general, I think views have been kind of down on...
Do not pull a Jeffree Star right now.
He's like, no one's watching YouTube content anymore.
Nobody watches long-form content. Sir, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, but I feel like it was like, we aren't covering anything, like, there wasn't anything huge going on. And then when we got demonetized and fucking age-restricted on our Kanye Balenciaga video.
Yeah. But honestly, the Try Guys era was awesome. I kind of love seeing the eras we've been here for. So, like, the Def Noodles one, the Try Guys one. When it was all happening, it felt so like, holy shit. Like, I remember us waiting for the Try Guys to like put out a statement, and now they like will not stop putting out statements. They're like, we're gonna say whatever
we want. Remember us? We have another thing to say.
Because we thought the week before that we were like, Adam Levine cheated. Gasp. No, 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 my friend. You had no idea what was coming.
Also, though, just like, who should we vote on, a like biggest scumbag of all of them? Of just everyone we've covered.
That's hard. Okay, so we talked about, let's see, who's an up and, well, Kanye would be the one, the biggest scumbag. No, honestly, I feel like Ned would have to be the biggest like scumbag, biggest asshole, because like, dude, you're fucking family. You're fucking friends and all your employees and your business that you
that
built
one
up,
really was just mind-blowing. Like,
I think the biggest thing with that was the blatant, like, just out in the open, the way he did it was so insane. That was the biggest element of it. Like, I just could not believe it. And then when we found out that he was fucking in the car and he got caught, that was
that
crazy.
There's just so many aspects to it that make it insane, but I'm like trying to think of like different categories in my head that we can include right now, because I have a few that are like moments that stand out to me from just being like, oh, this is like internet drama that we're covering, that I was genuinely shocked by, were the Karamo pink sauce situation.
Really?
Like, that really just blew my mind, how ridiculously like gaslighty the whole thing was.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, you'd have to do a lot of research to figure out that angle. No, like, you would have to do not even no research. Like, anything you find on that top on pink sauce would be bad. How did you get that angle unless they were, like, paying you to do so? Or it was some kind of a favor for... It was the weirdest take I've ever seen. This is going to be my next thing I was going to bring up, actually. The Kavos video, when we heard him describe how long it takes Def Noodles to make a video, and when he gave us the cold read.
Well, yeah, because that has lived on in our souls. Now we refer to, you know, anytime we need to read something for the first time as a cold read, of course, because that is, you know, what a cold read is.
It's very difficult. But
try it out. It's actually pretty hard to have a video going at like a million miles an hour, changing every second, to add that much nuance to each one of these memes in these situations. It's in fact, it's very complex to do. It took me years training as an actor to be able to do readings like that. You know, it's called a cold reading.
Are you kidding?
My eyes are only seeing a total of about 7 words, and I think one of them is spelled wrong. It's like, this is not a cold read. This is just reading. I do it all the time on TikTok. There's captions there. I read them.
I'm losing my mind. How is that really a thing that he just explained?
Classic asshole. Dennis. I love it. I love it so much. My, like, when Def unfollowed me live on air, that was harsh.
That was like a big step, because I feel like that's really when things went from like, oh, we started a podcast, to like things have gotten personal.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that you never. Oh, my God. My mom the other day, she asked me, she's like, oh, did that Kira girl from OK Baby, did she unfollow you?
Oh, my God. Great question. Okay.
I know. So I went to Instagram. Here's the thing. I could have fucking swore we were following each other. I could have sworn.
Oh, you unfollowed first.
No. I'm still following her. And I'm like almost positive that she used to follow me too. And I could be wrong, I guess.
But you didn't check soon enough, and now
I didn't check soon enough. Yeah. So now she's definitely not following me on Instagram, which I guess that's okay.
I feel like there were a lot of comments thanking you for your insight on them. And they were glad that we talked about it, because not, I guess, a lot of people really have.
Oh, really? I'm scared to check comments
sometimes. And we definitely wouldn't
have
if you hadn't had any insight, because I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore there. There were some people that were kind of bummed that I didn't bring up KK and Baby J, which is Kira's old best friend. So, like, Kira was pregnant when she was 17. I mean, it's, like, a lot, whatever. And then so was, like, Karen, who used to be her friend, who is the mom of KK and Baby J. That's their channel name.
Okay.
And she also was a young mom. I'm unsure if she was, like, a teen mom. So they were, like, best friends through the internet forever. They would make a big thing in film when they would go visit each other and all that stuff.
So this is not, like, the old nanny slash podcast host?
No. This is okay. Karen. Like, they were, like, very publicly long distance best friends, and now they're only friends with Oscar and not Kira. So that's the lore there. She still follows me on Twitter, so I was like, oh great.
So
but
she,
then
so
her
it
last
was, so then
tweet
I feel like
was
that
from
like...
2020, so I'm like, she just doesn't go on Twitter.
Oh,
which, like, same.
But I feel like if you were gonna, like, defiantly unfollow someone because you saw the episode, then you probably would log in.
Right. Yeah, listen, I think it's safe to say she probably didn't see it. Which, hallelujah. I don't know. I have.
Would you be upset if she had?
Of course. Lily, do you not know me?
Like, more upset about Dev Noodles or her?
I mean, listen, I know it's fucking dumb and I know it's just the internet, but you know, these type of things, they sting.
I understand. I get it.
But then I think, like, if the roles were reversed, like, it would have obviously hurt me if, like, she put up a video. I'd be like, what the fuck? Not that, like, we're friends or anything, but, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I understand the sting, and in a lot of ways I deserve it.
I mean, I still can't believe Def Noodles blocked all of us. Like, I would have understood maybe when I was tweeting about him, but not weeks afterwards.
Months, bitch. Months afterward. He literally, our video with Nick went up a month ago, and our original Def Noodles ones were, 3 months ago. Yeah, he waited a couple months. Anyway, I don't know how we've gotten so off the rails, but overall, I think we've had a really successful year. What month did we start in?
July.
Did we? July 10th was our first episode. Wow, dude. I mean, That's insane. We put out our trailer, there was a lot of fucking people who thought we were not going to keep up with this. And we have not missed a single episode since July. We have not. 10th.
They've been maybe a day late. But
we've
also
me.
Put up bonus episodes. So I feel like that maybe counteracts the lateness a little bit.
Yes, we've even tried lives, which went horribly fucking wrong. We've done a lot. And which, by the way, I think now we would figure out the audio for the lives. So cool, huh?
Yep, probably.
But I'm too scared to ever try that again. Anyway, but that being said, I feel like really proud of us. And, you know, I just like have to take a moment to be like, fuck yeah, because this has been a lot of work. Like, we really spend our entire week on this. And I know it's hard, okay? Like, sometimes these are over hour episodes, the majority of them. So there's going to be mistakes. A lot of times in exporting, there's little glitches. Like that one time, that video of Nick Fuentes, and you called it on Twitter, the rogue video of Nick Fuentes, just like randomly popping up on screen. And when I was watching it back, it was finally uploaded. I was like, Lily, no. She's like, just leave it. It is what it is. I'm like, ah.
Well, it's because it'll take so long to export that it's like 9 seconds, and then we have to wait another hour, and then YouTube will randomly take like 2 hours to oh my god,
I know, but I'm proud of us. I'm really am glad that like so many of you guys really love it, and you have been super supportive throughout our little hiccups here and there, and like understand like we're still learning, it's just us two. Maybe, you know, at the end of next year won't just be us two, maybe we'll have a little team or something. That would be cool.
That'd be so nice.
I know,
some regular sponsors to bring in that cash flow.
That would be extra nice. I'm really proud of us. And with that, I think on a good note, we can go into our funny videos and then call it a day. What do you think?
Sure. I hope you guys are still watching. And this hasn't just been, I mean, it's definitely just been a rambling stream of consciousness, but hope you're still here. The video that spawned this idea, because otherwise I honestly don't have a whole lot to contribute. I think I can think of like two. And then maybe a third one that's not necessarily funny, but it's just kind of confusing.
I actually have two as well. And I thought I would have a bunch. And I'm kind of sad that like I can't, like when I try to apply my brain to it, it's hard.
That's, I told you. I was like, I just wasn't, I feel like I have to be in a certain mindset to think of them. And I haven't been. But the video that inspired this idea just brings me so much joy because it's so simple. And I don't even know how, it's just perfect. I think we just need to play. Can you do a quick YouTube search for me? Demi Lovato, what is your favorite dish?
Oh, I think I know this one.
But you have to watch it a few times almost because you're like, wait, what just happened?
Oh my gosh, I think I know this one.
I'm dying.
Is that Ryland?
Clever video, yes.
Yeah.
We probably never show the whole video.
Demi is making the rounds, doing all kinds of promotions.
Oh my god, look at Ryland!
From behind the wall.
You know, no shade, but like, I never understood the clever news thing because it's like, let me take this 10-second clip and make it unbearably long and like preface and
the
outro
number
it
of times
for no reason.
I have been like, why would anyone watch a 3-minute video if they could just go watch the 15-second video? And they're like,
well, I don't know, but I'll tell you why they get so many. Yeah, people do by accident.
That's what I
said. The only times I ever click on a video is by accident.
I hate it so much. I
literally
always hit that.
I think it finally got to the part. Okay, ready?
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee or hot tea.
She just, you have she to be even, shitting me.
It's not even me. Like, oh, I don't really understand why the question. So let me think of an answer. No, she misunderstood it so confidently and had that answer so prepared, even though it's the dumbest question. Why would she be asking you that?
That answer is so bizarre to say, like, it protects your hand from
that's the thing.
Holding
it's like,
hot things you don't
want to
touch.
It's not even like she just had an answer. She had like a whole explanation. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like an alien it came down and is it doing a celebrity interview.
That's fucking, I cannot, I literally am like dumbfounded by
it's not answer. And it's not even to be like, oh, Demi Lovato is so stupid. No, I just like, how do you misunderstand something so much? And I think we can all assume that the woman was asking like your her favorite food dish.
Yeah, Lily, I think we can all assume that.
Just clarifying.
And she answered it quick. She didn't even take like a beat to really think about what was said. Like, she literally was like,
it's
oh, yeah, yeah, I got
it. It's such a confident misunderstanding. And the most...
Because I would be like, if I thought the interviewer meant dish like that, then I would just be like, I'm sorry, you want to know like if I like plates?
That's my point. Like, it would be, if you really thought that's what they meant, that's the stupidest question. So it is nice of her to be playing so, like, play along with it.
Do you know what's even fucking crazier? A mug is not a dish.
I mean, what is a dish?
Well, like, if you do the dishes, okay. But, like, if we're talking like a dish, that's like a plate. Like, a dish is not a mug.
You would never ask someone what their favorite utensil is. Like, that's such a fucking weird question. And the fact that that's what she took it for is just the most innocent, hilarious misunderstanding I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Well, please don't judge me for this next clip. I was shown this by my brother.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it was Joey's find. I'm just, no preface. Just read the caption and enjoy.
How to end a date according to this Christian movie.
So, okay, I guess a preface. this is an actual, I mean, that's what's claimed. This is claimed that this is an actual Christian movie. And this is like the end of a date. Okay. Are you ready?
I've never taken a man home before.
What's this accent?
I don't know if it's protocol for me to walk you to the front door or not, but I wanted our evening to last just a little bit longer.
These guys are good as a joke.
I had a wonderful time.
So, what do we do for an encore?
What do you want to do?
I want to see you again.
I think that can be arranged.
Great. How'd you like to come to church with me on Sunday? And we could have lunch afterward and...
What is happening?
Maybe go for a bike ride if the weather's nice.
Sunday will be perfect. My granddaughter's out of town and I would have had to go to church alone. This way I can just trade one pretty girl for another one.
What?
Did you hear that?
Trade one pretty girl for another one. What is going on? I have there's so many problems.
No, it's not done.
What do you mean it's not done?
There's a little more. Hold
I don't
on.
Want any more.
I guess I better get in the house before my father comes out with a shotgun and interrogates you on whether your intentions towards me are honorable or not.
Say what?
Good one.
Good night, Tony.
Sweet dreams.
What was that pivot?
Oh, casual walk away. First of all, he's going to murder her and wear her skin. That's number one. When he said that his granddaughter is not going to be here, so he's going to switch one pretty girl for another, I said, wait, what? Wait, run that back. You said what?
Okay. This is so not the road we're going down, but that just reminded me of it. And I feel like I tried to send it to you and it didn't resonate because you never watched, maybe I never even sent it because you said you never watched Seventh Heaven.
Nope.
Seventh Heaven, are you familiar with what it is?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
At all, you've never heard of Seventh Heaven?
No.
It's what Jessica Biel used to be in.
Nope. Never heard of it.
The dad's a pastor, and there's like five kids, and it's this coming of age, the struggles of growing up, blah, blah, blah. On TikTok recently, one of the pilot episodes, I believe, the pilot episode has gone viral because in the episode, there's a whole storyline where the sister, Jessica Biel, has never had her first kiss, and she like wants to practice. So she wants to practice on the brother.
Oh, fuck no.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever... I feel like... Wait, let me see if I can...
Holy shit.
This show was on for years. Apparently, several scenes have gone viral because I can't even find just the one. Oh, here it is. The incest episode.
No, stop. Oh, my God.
Sorry, this is so off topic, but it's...
All right, I got a lot of comments about this episode where apparently Mary tries to make out with her brother. Mary, so I'm here with my friend Mike. And we're gonna check it out. Seventh heaven.
Smiling back.
Sounds a little flat. Seventh heaven.
Who are you supposed to go out with?
A senior. A girl who's a year older than he is. Honey, when you're Matt's age, you can go out with someone older, I promise. It's not fair, Mom. All the guys my age are geeks. You know, dog is God spelled backwards.
Good point, yeah.
Mike, what do you think so far?
I mean, I like the theme song. I don't know about this conversation so far. That dog comment was a little off.
I could just kiss a guy, then I could quit thinking about it and concentrate on my game.
Well, you could kiss a guy. Why can't you? You've never kissed a guy.
Oh, well, by the time girls in my class were kissing boys in my class, I was taller than every guy in my class.
What difference does it make? Tall, short, who cares?
It's too weird kissing a guy shorter than me. I want to kiss someone taller than me.
Oh, no.
There's no who.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Your brother.
It doesn't matter. The point is, I don't know where my hands go or his hands or my face.
Oh, my
or
God.
His face or his lips.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't want to be.
Can I just what?
No, we don't know.
Couldn't you just show me, you know, just so I can have some kind of strength?
Get out of here.
The fuck up. Mind you, this is only 10 minutes into
pilot.
The first episode of this show.
Yeah, yeah.
First 10 minutes.
Don't kiss me.
Oh, would you stop? Okay, so do I touch his face with my hands?
No, look. Anybody touches face, he touches your face. Right? Maybe he doesn't look. I don't know. Do we have to do this?
Yes. So just stand
still. Oh.
Okay. So close
my
your
God.
Eyes.
Mm-hmm. No, wait. No. No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
God,
no.
God, this isn't what it looks like.
PG. It's G rated. And they got fucking incest going on. Like,
the fact that that's the pilot episode of Seventh Heaven? What do you mean?
I actually think that I wasn't like aware of it. Made me kind of like unaware of my body. It was kind of an out of body experience I just had at the current moment. So I believe I was completely recoiled and I apologize for that. That was the beginning of a porno. That's what that was.
Unreal.
That was a
real
hardcore
like,
porno
it's
incest.
Weirder
flick.
For me, I think, because I watched that show and definitely remember it being cheesy, but I do not remember incest being a main plot line.
Jesus Christ. Poor. One more that I want to show you because I always reference this and you don't know what I'm talking about. And then I just.
I feel like I've had to pull it. It's in
you
a beauty.
Ready?
This
ready?
One?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, I always reference this.
All right. You ready? Give us a 30-second time. Here we go.
It's probably because
so
you reference it.
So what's the deal here? There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
Whoever stomps the most shoes wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right? The
measuring cups are down below.
All right. And if you win, you get to stay at Chateau Milan, and what else do you have going on here?
Well, it's great stomping, quite your thing. You can come
fucking gross,
the
by the way.
Eating international foods, having wine tours and tasting,
disgusting.
Vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop. Here she goes.
Oh, no. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually...
actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off.
I love watching news fails because the way they have to recover is so foul.
Oh my God.
It's just like, oh, that actually looked like it hurt. Anyway. Fucking, why did you do that, Mary?
The next story.
Literally, yeah. It's so funny because she was just like getting a little too silly. That's where she went wrong. She got a little too silly, did a little stomp. No. But I always make that, like I always say that. I go, oh, I can't breathe. But literally, there's no reason. Even if it knocked the wind out of her, no reason to make that noise. Absolutely not.
That's the thing. It's like, in general, I don't usually find it like videos of people getting hurt funny. That's not a genre of videos that really makes me laugh. It's the sound effects here that really are just.
Oh, I hate watching like people get genuinely hurt. I hate this one. Like, you know, she didn't get hurt. She was just like being out of control dramatic.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like she probably did get.
Okay, even if you got actually hurt, there's you know you're on TV, girl. Get it together. Like, are you serious with the oh? Like, you have a microphone.
No, the sound effects are not necessary for any situation that she could have ever been in.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, did you send me this one? No.
Oh, let me search. It's. I don't remember where I even first saw this. I think it was, there was some YouTuber that I was watching that they were reacting to YouTuber paparazzi videos.
Oh, okay.
So not like, it was like TikTok or paparazzi, like all the Hollywood fix videos basically.
Gotcha.
And that was when I was first introduced to this. And now it just has come up in a lot of compilations I've seen. And it is just.
Oh boy.
Chef's kiss. Addison Rae. What do I even Google for this? TikTok outside restaurant. That's gonna be like every video she's ever made. Oh, perfect. And look, it's the Hollywood fix. The title to this is Addison Rae makes fans wait for a selfie while she does a TikTok.
I know
at
which
cafe.
One this is. This is a good one. Yours are so much more current. Mine are all 19 years.
I thought that's what we were going for because that was what, because you knew which one inspired it.
I know, but I love news fails, old videos. Yeah, this one is absolutely foul and should haunt her in her dreams.
It makes zero
Literally.
Sense. It's in like the Demi Lovato innocent way that hers doesn't make sense. This, there's no excuse.
I want to throw up.
Literally. So if you need me to narrate the situation that just happened,
right,
if you are listening on audio,
right.
You missed out on an eyesore.
It's literally.
It pains your eyes to watch.
Yeah. It's just Addison Rae telling fans, give me a second. Let me film this TikTok really quick before I take pictures with you. They stand off to the side and she dances to no music. It gives that like sneaker sound on TikTok. You know that there was.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's definitely given that.
When it's like Nikita Dragon walking into an event and no one's there.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just, it's so, how do you have no shame in this situation?
Well, and this isn't like, this is like a group of four kids that came up to her to ask for her picture.
Yeah, it would take 2 seconds.
This TikTok dance was so pressing that you needed to film it awkwardly in front of them first with no, I mean, honestly, maybe there was music and we just couldn't hear it from the
Probably.
Single. But this is the weirdest thing. It's like, you're a robot. You're not
I
real.
Know.
Sorry.
Literally, I just don't know how people lose kind of all. It's not like she did something horrible or like she needs to be canceled for. It's just like, literally, have you no shame, woman? Like,
no, it's that she unironically propped her phone up on a valet stand outside Earth Cafe and then had her fans wait while she filmed a cringy dance that she probably didn't give the dance person credit for.
Not this being at the height of the, like the start of the pandemic. It started March 18, 2020. Her outside the fucking
Earth
Cafe.
It's all like when Hollywood fix, like their view, like this video, I'm surprised doesn't have more views, but I think it's because people ripped it and then it got views elsewhere. But, like, whoever worked for them, I don't know what his name was, he would creepily just hang out outside, like, the hype house, and he would just film them all from afar. It's the weirdest shit I had ever seen.
I know, because a lot of the kids were minors, huh? Like, the, like, Charli D'Amelio and stuff is a minor. She was a minor at that
time. Oh,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, super creepy.
Well, and they were never, I mean, I guess people were watching him and he was making money off
of it. Not that paparazzis aren't creepy in general, but YouTube paparazzis are even weirder. Well, I think that's it, isn't it?
Is that?
Yeah. I had a good time. Some parts of this were a little grim. And overall, what was the point of this episode? There was none. Love that.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious what we're going to title it and if anyone is going to watch. But if you're still here, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
And thank you for being here this whole year.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. I'm excited to see what 2023 brings. What a crazy, like just saying 2023 feels insane.
Same. Do you have any predictions?
Oh, like drama predictions?
Like for pop culture?
Oh. Yeah. What have we been seeing over and over and over again?
I just double checked to make sure I was recording because otherwise it would have been like, I foresee the end of this podcast.
Literally, which is...
Because you will kill me.
I feel like Britney Spears is going to be like just fine. No?
I actually meant to make this point earlier. Perez made the comment that like he didn't see anywhere else someone say what was actually going on. Well, speaking from experience, if you start going down the Britney conspiracy wormhole on TikTok, you're not getting a whole lot of sound theories.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised that you wouldn't be hearing the truthful thing, which I think is probably what I suspected, is that maybe she is in a mental health facility, whether that's by her own choice or if that's because she's been forced into it. And I think she's probably... processing coming out of the conservatorship, and I don't know.
I don't think
it's as malicious.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, saying, like, I think she'll be fine. Like, I think she'll pop up when she's ready and be okay. Like, I don't think anything grim is going to come out of this in 2023.
No, yeah, not grim. I think that it's like her mental health might not be at its best, but I don't think that people are out here replacing her with clones or body doubles.
Yeah, I think, well, I know for a fact Trisha Paytas is trying to get pregnant again.
What?
Trisha Paytas is trying to get pregnant again.
Oh. Well, Owen, we didn't talk about that she went on Zach Sang, and all the comments have been very positive that she seems like she's really, that being a mom has really given her the chance to turn over a new leaf.
I mean, it'll do that to you in the sense that, like, you don't, number one, have time for, like, to get in your own head about a lot of bullshit. Like, you're constantly doing something when you have kids. So I think that's number one. And also, she's always wanted kids. I think it brought a lot of, like, purpose and hope into her life. So good for her.
That's one of the things she says, even. She's like, I just, like, don't really care about things anymore. Like,
you don't.
Things that used to matter don't.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I think that's the best thing that could have happened to her. She had too much time to focus on other things. And it, like, was her detriment. So I think another Paytas Hackman baby. I think... I was going to say another Shane and Jeffries series.
I hope not.
Literally, isn't it always the same thing of, like, everyone? It's just different people playing different roles, but all the same kind of drama, I feel.
I don't really have any predictions for the drama sphere.
Who's going to cheat in 2023?
What couples are there together?
We've got, there's a ton of couples. There's I'm trying to think of wife men specifically. Like, men that are so obsessed with their wife. Ethan Klein is unfortunately a man who's very obsessed with his wife, but I just don't think he'd ever go there. To Queen Ela. But there's a couple men that are obsessed with their wives. I'm trying to think of them now. You know who's obsessed with his wife?
Who?
You know Michaela Nogueira from TikTok? She's like the makeup beauty girl who's like always, she's got a Boston accent.
No.
Are you, how the fuck have you avoided that on TikTok?
I've been too deep in the Idaho and Britney Spears conspiracies.
I guess, but she has a husband that's obsessed with her. I hope that's not, you know, that doesn't happen. But I don't know, the husbands that are like perfect husbands. My husband loves me so much. He's so perfect. He's like, she calls him like the golden retriever husband. Like, he's perfect. He's literally everything. I'm like,
no, that's risky.
Those are the ones you got to watch for. I'm like, I'm honestly speaking from just like being scarred by the internet.
Yeah, let's not speak any of them like a nice guy. Hopefully they all stay in their
work
lane.
Out in life. I don't know what's to come in 2023. I'm just here for the ride. And we're definitely going to be talking about it. That's all you got to know. We're going to be here. And we're going to be talking.
Perhaps on a Patreon? Maybe.
Oh, Lily's been trying to get me on a Patreon.
I've been throwing it out there. I told her that that would be a good place to be able to do the live streams, because then we know that the people watching are ones that really want to watch them.
Listen, facts, but also in my head, I'm like, who cares? About, like, who the fuck is going to want to do that? You know?
Comment below if you want to see a Patreon, yeah, not a live stream.
But anyway, that's pretty much it. We're going to go spend time with our familia and just have a good old time. So I hope you guys have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. And that's it for today's episode. You know the drill. We'll see you next week on Sunday.
Say goodbye to the Christmas graphics.
Say goodbye. And also, we'll see you next year. Because what, we will not... Our last episode of the year.
What color will we be? I guess you'll never know. Have to tune in to find out.
It'll probably be purple.
Oh my God.
All right. See you.